Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
So some of you might be familiar with dating apps like Tinder or Bumble, but would it ever cross your mind to try and use an app like this to introduce you to a local church? Well, as just part of kind of a Sunday morning church style date, if you could picture that. Well, that's just one of the things our next guest was brave enough to do as part of her incredible e-biking journey across Europe for 1 year. And while she was doing this, she's met Christians from all different backgrounds all over Europe in studio to tell us what led her to the journey and what it's been like, and especially her time in Ireland. We have with us in studio Carola Mealtreader. So Carola, first of all, what a great thing to decide to do, but what was it in the first place that made you think about, okay, I'm going to e-bike across Europe?
Yeah, thank you. Honestly, it was, I just realized that I feel like I just didn't know enough about my Christian family. I did grow up moving around a lot, so I'm from an evangelical background, and I have a lot of friends in the Catholic and the Protestant church, but I was like, okay, what's going on in the rest of the world? And for now, it's Europe, but what are Christians doing in Sweden or in Spain? So I was like, okay, let me start a YouTube channel and travel and also take people with me on that journey. So if you know one face, one name, and one story of somebody in a different place of the world, we can really feel that connection that we have as a Christian family.
So where have you been so far?
I started in Germany because I am German, and then I was in Sweden, Denmark, the Netherlands, Belgium, France, and now I am here in Ireland.
So have you been e-biking by yourself across all of those places?
Yes, I do have to say I did take some trains and some ferries as well, just because of weather-wise. I really wanted to make it to Ireland. I was so looking forward to this, and I was hoping to get here during the summertime.
And where have you been staying along the way?
It's a mix. Sometimes hostels, Airbnbs, but also a lot, especially here in Ireland, a lot with people who know other people that I know. So it's really been great. Yeah.
I know there's so many experiences that you've had so far, but can you give us a flavor of some of them that have stood out to you?
Yeah, I think one thing that really stuck with me was in the beginning of my journey, I was staying in a monastery for a couple of days, and I just got to experience like the life a little bit of somebody who lives there and has given their life to a church. And this monastery is actually quite new. They built it out of the ruins after the Second World War in Germany, and the women just have such incredible stories, and it was really, really inspiring.
So when you are biking across different places, how do you decide where you're going to stop or where you're going to go? Who you're going to meet?
It really depends on where I can find affordable housing most of the time. But of course, I pray about it. I look on Airbnb and hostels where I can afford to stay. And also, I mean, where I know people. It's a mix of a lot of things.
I know one of the things that you decided to do, Carola, as part of this journey is a very unique challenge to try and find a date that would take you to their church service, essentially finding a Christian through Tinder. How's that been? Have you had much success?
It was really funny. I just thought, you know what, let's try something new. Normally I just put in like the name of the city in Google and then church next to it, and then I see what comes up and try to connect with people. But I was like, you know, I want to prove that there are Christians everywhere. We can get creative and find people in different places. And it was really fun. I set up a profile and I was like, hey, my name is Carola. I'm looking for a Christian or just somebody who wants to take me to church as a first date. And it actually, it worked in the end. It wasn't the first date. It was the second date, and it was really fun. So I was like, you know what? I'm open to new ideas and creative ways of finding churches.
So have you been on church dates all over Europe now?
No, it was just that one time. But you know what? I might be open to it. It was pretty well received, so maybe I'll try different apps next.
So how's Ireland been for you so far then, Carola?
I love it so much here. I had really high expectations. I've heard so many great things, and I'm really impressed by how connected the Irish church is, and just Christians in Ireland are with each other. And I honestly, I think the Irish are the most kind and welcoming people I've ever met.
Wow, that's great to hear, especially as you've been traveling in so many different countries. Now, I know that you release a new video every Thursday on your YouTube channel. So this Thursday, it's going to be about your time in Ireland. Tell us about that.
Yes, yeah. My first video about Ireland, I just published last week. And in this video, I'm starting in Cork and biking up along the West Coast. And it was just beautiful. I met so many great people, went kayaking. And while I was editing, I was honestly like tearing up because just remembering all the amazing people and experience I've had, I feel so blessed.
And just on that, on people that you've met along the way, Carola, I mean, you're a young, articulate girl. When people chat to you and you say, oh, I'm e-biking across Europe and I'm a Christian and I'm really into my faith, are people surprised? What's the reaction you've been getting?
Yeah, people are surprised. A lot of times people are asking me like, oh, you're doing it all by yourself. What do your parents think about it? And yeah, my parents are actually really supportive and I am doing it by myself. But I really like it. I've enjoyed it. Of course, it has its challenges. I'm not going to lie. It's not perfect all the time, but it's been a great opportunity to get to know myself and my relationship with God better.
What sort of an impact has it had on your faith? Because you're traveling across, I mean, people would argue Ireland is becoming more and more secular, but places like Sweden, Norway, Denmark have been increasingly secular for a long time. Yeah. Has it enriched your faith or has it challenged it to see the other side, the secularization of Western culture?
I would say it really has enriched my faith. I mean, I come from a country, Germany, that is quite secular as well. But I think it has shown me that really there are so many Christians in places that you wouldn't expect. And just seeing the variety of how people live their faith just opened my eyes to different perspectives and, yeah, different ways of connecting with God.
That's been great. Yeah, it's so encouraging. So if we want to check out the video all about Ireland or connect up with your YouTube, what's the best way to do with that, Carola?
Yeah, my channel is called Rooted as One with double O. And I publish a video every Thursday. And on Instagram, it's called Rooted as One Official.
Fantastic stuff. We're going to subscribe now. We've been talking to Carola Miltreder all about her e-biking journey across Europe, experiencing the Christian faith across Europe over the last little while. And she's got a new video out this Thursday where you'll see all about her time in Ireland. But she said to me, Carola, you said it was your favorite place so far.
Yes, it really has been.
Thanks for being with us on Spirit Radio.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.